Hello everybody, and this is Scorpio with Chit Chat with Scorpio, and today I'm bringing you some sad news. So Gangsta Boo, a Memphis rapper formerly with 3-6 Mafia, has died at the age of 43. She was born Lola Chantrell Mitchell. She was one of the first female rappers to build off the gangster rap image and sound that took off in the 1990s. Lola Chantrell Mitchell, the Memphis rapper and former member of 3-6 Mafia, who, as Gangsta Boo, helped define Southern rap with her confident flows and forced the path for other female artists, died on Sunday in Memphis. She was 43. It was last Sunday. She was found dead on Sunday afternoon in a neighborhood west of Memphis International Airport. The Memphis Police Department said in a statement on Monday, there were no immediate signs of foul play, the police said, adding that the investigation into her death was ongoing. So no one really knows how she died. So they're investigating on what happened. I'm pretty sure that an autopsy was done to figure out what she died from. But we will see. With clever lyrics that could be flirtatious and playful or forceful and proud, Gangsta Boo quickly established herself in the 1990s as a rising rap star who hailed from and flourished in the South. As a teenager, she joined 3-6 Mafia, an underground rap group that would go on to become one of the most influential of its era. In 1995, Gangsta Boo and the other members of the group, Juicy J and DJ Paul, released their debut album, Mystic Styles, a nightmarish addition to the booming rap scene at the time. The album, part of the subgenre of rap known as horrorcore, captivated listeners with its dark references to death and murders. Its eerie beats and its ominous vocals. Gangsta Boo referred to herself on the album as the devil's daughter, capturing the supernatural tone of the project. 3 years later, Gangsta Boo released her first solo album, Inquiring Minds. It featured one of her best-known hits, in which a teasing line provided both the title and a sticky and memorable hook, Where Them Dolls At. While the single hinted at a superficial sentiment, Gangsta Boo said in an interview with the website Hip Hop DX in 2014 that it also touched on the pressure of motherhood and raising a child. How can you have a baby by a dude that has nothing? That's very true. I feel the same, she said. I feel like that even more now. That's why I don't have kids. It's going to be the right one and the right moment. Lola Chantrell Mitchell was born August 7th, 1979 in Memphis. Her father, Cedric, was a postal worker, and her mother, Veronica Lee Mitchell, was a homemaker. She once described the world of her youth as rough. I got a hood in me because I had a lot of hood friends, she said in an interview with All Urban Central in June 2022. Her neighborhood in Memphis was called Whitehaven, but she and her friends nicknamed it Blackhaven because the area's residents were predominantly black. She graduated from Hillcrest High School in Memphis. While young, she met Paul Dwayne Beauregard, also known as DJ Paul. The two soon bonded over their love of music. Impressed by her lyricism, DJ Paul asked if she wanted to join his crew, 3-6 Mafia. She did. At 16, Gangsta Boo made her first significant leap in the music industry. It just happened like that overnight, she told All Urban Central, adding, we took off kinda fast. Gangsta Boo collaborated with 3-6 Mafia on several albums, but left the group in the early 2000s to pursue a solo career. When asked why she left, she said in an interview with MTV in 2001, there's no problem. Sometimes people grow apart, and basically that's what it is. There's no drama, no beef. It's still the same. I just kind of grew apart, and I'm not doing things that they're doing. I'm not cursing in my music no more. We just grew apart like a marriage. That same year, Gangsta Boo renamed herself Lady Boo, because she said she was not living in the gangster lifestyle and wanted to align herself more closely with God. However, at her death, her website still referred to her as a gangster boo. The makeup of 3-6 Mafia evolved over the years. In 2006, after Gangsta Boo's departure, the group won an Oscar for Best Original Song with his Heart Out Here for a Pimp from the film Hustle and Flow. Later in her career, Gangsta Boo collaborated with numerous rappers, especially those with roots in the South. She told Billboard last year that as far as a female hip-hop and rap, I think it's in a good space. They say Gangsta Boo walked so a lot of people. They say Gangsta Boo walked so a lot of people can run. She added, Gangsta Boo is survived by her mother and two brothers, Eric and Tariq. As she aged, Gangsta Boo reflected on having been one of the first female rappers to build off the gangster rap image and sound that took off in the 1990s, singing about smoking, payback, and villainous intentions, themes typically reserved for men. A lot of guys in Memphis was like, gangster Pat, gangster Black, gangster this, gangster that, she told All Urban Central. But toward the end of her life, the moniker had taken on an enhanced meaning. It's more, you know, just enjoying my life as a legendary gangster, she said. Wow. So, no one really knows what she died from or how she died. No one is saying how she died. No one knows if an autopsy was done before or after she was discovered. There's no mention of an autopsy to find out how she died. Let me see. Yeah, there is no cause of death. Basically, no one really knows exactly how she died. She was actually laid to rest today. Just laid to rest today. They had a funeral today. Let me see. I'm just trying to find it, but they laid her to rest today. I'm looking at TMZ. Somebody, I don't know, TMZ is saying it could possibly be an overdose, but it is not confirmed. And I don't know why TMZ would say that if they don't really know specifically what has happened to her. Now, I do remember seeing her on a show called Marriage Boot Camp with her boyfriend, and they did do a lot of drinking. Yeah, TMZ is saying that her death appears to be drug related, but don't nobody know. It has not been confirmed. So I'm not even gonna go by that because nobody really knows how she died or if anybody's saying that anything was in her, any type of drugs was in her system. So, you know, for them to even say that or even assume that is crazy. I don't even think that Gangsta Boo is doing drugs like that. But I do remember on Marriage Boot Camp, there was an episode on Marriage Boot Camp where they had found marijuana. I think it was marijuana inside their room. Yeah, I think it was marijuana that they found in their room. And they were told that they had to leave the house. They couldn't stay for the rest of the show. But marijuana, I don't think marijuana kills like that. I could be wrong, but I don't think it can possibly be marijuana. I don't think that she, I don't know. I just don't think she was on any type of drugs. I just don't think so. Yeah, she didn't have any kids. She did not have any kids, so she It was just her and her brother and then her parents. Now, even though nobody knows what happened to her, there's a lot of other things that can be said, but I'm not going to say it at all. But what we will do is we will say a prayer. I know that they had their funeral, car funeral today. You can find it. I am trying to see if I can there is an article about her funeral. So her funeral was also held in Memphis as well. Okay. It says hundreds attend rap pioneer Gangsta Boo's funeral. Let's see, I'm trying to get to the article. There's so many ads on this. It's crazy. What kind of, hold on, I'm waiting. I'm just waiting for this to open. But it seemed like a lot. Let me find something that would be better, because this right here. Wow, I'm just, you know, I was just literally shocked when I heard the news that she passed away. I mean, I was literally shocked because I didn't even know that she passed away until probably a couple of minutes ago. And then on top of that, I'm going to do another podcast about it. But Lisa Marie Presley had just passed away as well. But I'm going to do another podcast on her after this one. Gosh, it's still early in 2023. And all of this is happening. I'm trying to find the article about her funeral. I don't know what is up with some of these websites. I just don't know what's up with some of these websites. She was the light Memphian say goodbye to the queen at Gangsta Boo's funeral. Family, friends, and fans of Memphis rapper pioneer Gangsta Boo packed shoulder to shoulder in the church pews to bid farewell to the queen of Memphis. Hundreds gathered to pay tribute to the late rapper during Saturday afternoon's funeral service at Brown Missionary Baptist Church in South Haven, a celebration of her life as a performer and commitment to her family and friends was hosted at... What in the world is going on here? It was hosted... Oh, gosh. Okay, so there's a lot of... This is crazy. Was hosted... Let's see. Hundreds gathered to pay tribute to the late rappers during Saturday afternoon's funeral service at Brown Missionary Baptist Church in South Haven, a celebration of her life as a performer and commitment to her family and friends was hosted at Rail Garden Friday. As dark as this world got or ever seemed, she gave us hope and let us know things were possible, said her close friend. I tell you, these ads is something else. I'm trying to see if I can go back to it again. Says a close friend. Okay, let me see if I can go back. This is crazy. As I'm going to find a different article because for some reason this article is bugged. But anyway, a lot of people pay tribute to Gangsta Boo. And she was a very positive role model. I'm trying to read a paragraph as to what one of her friends has stated. I literally got hung up on to hear about this news. Okay, it says, as dark as this world got or even seemed, she gave us hope and let us know things were possible, said her close friend and Memphis artist Jeroma Boy, whose given name is Christopher Golson. She walked in and lit up the room. She sure knew her power. She loved and showed us how to love. It's a lot of darkness, man, and she was the light. So, I mean, looking at her when she was on Marriage Boot Camp, you can tell she really was the light, you know. She liked to laugh. Yeah, she liked to have fun. But when it was time to get serious, she was serious. Also in attendance were State Representative Antonio Parkinson and Shelby County Commissioner Mikkel Lowry. Both read proclamations for the family to commemorate Mitchell and Lowry. Okay. To commemorate Mitchell and Lowry announced a county project to open a hip-hop museum where Mitchell's legacy will live on forever. Now that is great. I'm glad they did that. Lola is not only a Memphis legend, she is a hip-hop legend, Lowry said. Every time she was in the city, she would ask where she could be the most helpful. That's a side most did not get to see. Now see, she was definitely an artist that gave back to where she came from. She never forgot where she came from. And that is a very good thing, that there are some celebrities that, you know, there are some people that get so high when they become celebrities, they don't forget where they come from. They give back to their own communities, and she was just that type of person that did that. I do pray for her family, her parents, her siblings, her friends, the 3-6 Mafia. I pray for them. You know, may God comfort each and every person that is feeling the hurt of her death. And her music and everything will definitely keep on living. Will live on for sure. You know, it's almost like losing DMX. They did the same thing for DMX. But anyway, I wanted to let everyone know. And, you know, let's keep their family and friends and everybody in prayer. I know I'm coming in late. Well, not too late because they just laid out the rest today. But, you know, let's all say a prayer anyway. They still need prayers to get through her death, even after laying her to rest. And I hope that they do find out what happened to her and they get closure from it. Anyway, thank you for listening or watching, and y'all have a great day. Stay tuned for my next podcast because I will be talking about Lisa Marie Presley. Okay, bye for now.